How would you encourage a burned out pastor? I would listen to him first and ask, what's it been like? How did you get to this point? That's a past question. I would ask, what's it like now? What are you feeling? What does burned out mean for you? Is it, I'm not sure I believe anymore? Is it, I have no energy for tomorrow to get out of bed? Is it, I'm so discouraged my people are not being changed at all? What's the nature of it? So I would listen. I would ask questions. That would be my first approach. And then based on what I heard there, I would probably counsel him to step back and get some perspective. Ask your church for a leave, week, a month, 3 months. And if they love you and they value what you do, they might give it to you. Be honest with them. Don't try to pull the wool over their eyes. Go to your leaders and say, here's my... give me counsel. And they may then at that point, you know, ask you to get some counsel. They may send you to a renewal place. They may just give you time, whatever. So I would say encourage. Make sure you discern the physical component of this, the emotional component, the spiritual component. And then I think I would try to encourage him that great saints go through this. Elijah seemed to be like that. He seemed to be burned out when he ran from Jezebel and just said, I've had it, I'm done, I'm not going to do this anymore. And isn't it interesting? I just read it this morning that in James chapter 5, we're encouraged to pray by pointing us to Elijah. It said, Elijah, who was a man of similar nature to you, prayed that it would not rain for 3.5 years, and it did not rain for 3.5 years. And the whole point of saying that is, you remember Elijah, don't you? I mean, he was discouraged. He was a man of emotions that were up and down. And he was trying to say to ordinary folks, Elijah went through it. You're going to go through it. He prayed. You can pray. So I try to encourage him that this happens to saints so that he doesn't feel picked on. And then I would try to take him to the preciousness of Christ and the preciousness of the ministry and help him to dream a dream again. You can come through this and God can give you a new lease. I have had numerous pastors testify to me that discovering Christian hedonism has been revolutionary to their ministry, meaning the desire to enjoy the ministry and to enjoy God is a good desire. In fact, an essential desire, according to Hebrews 13, where a sad pastor is bad for a church and a happy pastor is good. Now, that can put a weight on you and make you feel guilty if you're sad, or it can release you and say, you mean it's okay to want to enjoy what I'm doing? And many pastors have found hope in Christian hedonism. And so I might take him there and try to show him some of those texts. And I pray with him.